Jamie Lankford for Jamie's Eats and Sweets is in here with Sweets.
Hey, man, you're going
I mean, you're sweet,
sweets.
Too.
I mean, let's be honest. It's the treats in the box.
I'm not going to lie. It does put some sprinkles on your cupcake.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Look at you with the sayings this morning.
I know, right? Yeah. Hey, Sheila, you got a little chocolate still on your lip right here.
So good.
Jamie came in. She put down a box of treats, and
we attacked.
We were like savages. I'm not going to lie. I was like a savage. I don't think I even said hello to Jamie first.
I don't think you did either. I said, wait, let me get a picture for social.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it went.
And he goes, hurry up, Sheila. Hurry up.
Open the box.
Like, give me the box.
I want the box. So anyway. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Let me tell you, not only is your Eats and Sweets good, but your social media is outstanding, too.
Thank you.
You're great.
I try.
Yeah.
Because it's a little bit of you in there, and we all love you.
Aw, thanks.
I mean, it is what makes it so special.
I've been trying to put me in there more, because I was avoiding putting myself on there for a while, and I was like, it needs a personal touch.
You have to. You're Jamie.
Yeah. I know. That's why I was like,
It's your Eats and Sweets.
I got to put myself on there.
You have to.
And the love that you have, like sharing it with everybody, that's why we want to come and be a part of Jamie's Eats and Sweets.
I love you too, Sheila.
It's true.
I just like it because it tastes good.
I mean, that's fair.
It tastes delicious.
It's a fun time.
Do you have anything, are you planning anything new for spring and summer with your eats and sweets?
Well, we started out doing this new thing right now where we're doing like breakfast sandwiches in the morning.
Ooh.
So it's like an egg bacon sandwich. And then if you want to add other things to it, you can.
Oh.
So we've been doing that in the mornings, and you get that in like a side. A lot of people are doing red potatoes with it, which is just our roasted red potatoes. It's a good time.
What time do you open to start serving that?
We open at 8.
Oh, okay.
So, because we're still working on figuring out what hours are going to look like. So, like, we reduced hours starting at the first of the year because things were slower.
Right.
That's the way it works. And so we're still running 8 to 5 right now.
Okay.
But if that changes, it'll be on our Facebook page.
And you guys
stay tuned, Jason.
Stay tuned. You got to follow.
Yeah.
But you guys have boxed lunches and things like that, too.
Yes.
Y'all are doing good on that, aren't you?
Yeah, we're doing a pretty good time. We actually did... We started doing, like, for a couple, I guess last month, we did a bunch of salads for the lacrosse team for Cookeville High School.
Mm-hmm.
The ladies lacrosse team reached out, and so we did, like, about 27 salads for them. We had somebody else the other day, like, last Monday, I think it was, we had, like, a record day for our box lunches. We ended up selling, like, 56 of them.
Oh, my gosh.
30 of those were actually, a box lunch catering order that we did.
Yeah.
And so it was awesome. And it was a good time.
So if somebody wanted to... They just call and say, hey, Jamie, I need to feed this many people. And
I pretty much figure it out, yeah.
Okay. How much time do you need for that? It's not a call at 8 o'clock in the morning and get it at lunch thing, right?
Not usually. It kind of depends. Sometimes if you call me at 8 a.m., I can work it out.
Yeah.
But typically, if you can give me like 48 hours, that way I have time to get enough groceries for you and your people, then we're good.
For you and your people.
Me and my people get stuff ready for you and your people.
Yeah, for you and your people.
Our team can help your team. It's
there
okay.
There you go. Yeah. So, I imagine as the weather gets warmer, it does get busier, especially there on the west side. It's a lot of other neat shops and stuff like that to walk around and see. The bookshop there is awesome.
The bookshop is amazing.
And Glass Tangerine's awesome. And, you know, so there's other things to go and look at. And stopping in and getting a cupcake or a drink or something like that.
Shopping, yeah.
Yeah.
Or a peanut butter pie.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my favorites you do.
What would you
That's
say your most requested thing is? Like, what's the big deal at Jamie's Eats and Sweets?
Ooh. Okay, so it's like a tie. One of them is the peanut butter pie.
Mm-hmm.
We typically try to keep the peanut butter pie in the case, but if it's not there, people get upset. And then the other one is our strawberry cake. We sell more of our strawberry cake than we sell...
Really?
Any other strawberry cake.
Huh.
So, like, if it's not in there, I have at least 4 customers that'll be like, where's it at? What are you doing? And I'll be like, it's the middle of winter. They're like, I don't care.
Right.
Give me the strawberry cake.
We'll source some strawberries for you.
Literally. Yeah. They're like, hold on. I'm going to the store.
Your cinnamon rolls are pretty popular, too, though.
Our cinnamon rolls have been our best seller since day one. Mm-hmm. So, like, but I always try to keep those in the case. So, that's not really, like, a demanded thing because they're usually there.
Right.
That's what, like, we sold out. Monday, and then I made another batch yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, and then we did two different sizes this week. We did like the bigger ones, which are our normal big guys, and then I went through and did some smaller guys. So
cinnamon rolls are guys?
Well, apparently.
Are cupcakes girls? I mean, what?
I don't know. I just kind of said that on a, like a live yesterday that I did, and I've just kind of been rolling with it.
Okay.
I don't really know where it came from. It's just kind of there.
I'm all right with that. I mean, I think that makes sense. I think cinnamon rolls are dudes.
Yeah.
And I think so.
I don't care. Get in my belly. Yeah.
She's like, I'm not gendering the cinnamon rolls. Yeah. She's like, I just want to eat them.
So, your love for cooking and bake, are you more of a cooker or more of a baker?
I think it kind of depends on the day.
Okay. So you're just all over the place.
Yeah.
I got you.
So, like, no, there's no other way to say that.
Well, what's your favorite thing to bake? If you didn't own Jamie's Ethan Sweets and you're just at home.
If I'm just at home.
Yeah.
It's probably going to depend. Because if I'm just at home and I'm just baking for me, I tend to get lazy. Mm-hmm. And I tend to just do chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. That's fine.
But if I'm getting experimental,
yeah,
I'm doing anything with choux pastry. So that's like
the choux pastry.
Yeah, it's a French word. That's not spelled like S-H-O-E. It's spelled like C-H-O-U-X.
Oh, choux.
Yeah. Like choux pastry.
So what is a choux pastry?
So it's essentially like, if you ever had like a cream puff or an eclair, that's like the base pastry for it.
Okay.
And so like,
light and fluffy.
I've been working on going through and doing like a whole like cream puff and eclair thing at the cafe.
Yeah.
So like we did like strawberries and cream puffs last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to go back and do more choux pastry and eclairs and stuff today.
Really?
But I'm excited about it. Those are like one of my favorite things to do, but they're really time consuming and I tend to get lazy.
Yeah. Did you already know about this and just started experimenting, or is this something that you learned and thought, I'm going to figure all this out?
So these were one of those things where like I had like a croquembouche whenever I was in Italy.
A croquembouche?
So let me give you some background on croquembouche. Okay. So croquembouche is cream puffs held together by hardened caramel. Yeah, it is a good time.
That sounds like something I want to try.
It's a good time.
It's like my favorite dessert. If I had to pick one, it's that.
And, what is the deal with Italy? All of their desserts are so freaking great.
I had it in Italy, but it's a French thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
So the French will actually make them for like New Year's and weddings. Like at a French wedding, you're more likely to get croquembouche than wedding cake.
Croquembouche.
Croquembouche.
It's fun to say too, isn't it?
Croquembouche.
And so...
Are you leading up to that?
No, I've done that.
Oh, you've done that already?
Yeah. So, like,
been there, done that.
Well,
what'd you call it so all of us
did.
Would understand what it is?
Wait, what?
What'd you call it here? Did you call it a croquembouche?
I called it croquembouche here, and then I would. I typically went, I led with croquembouche, and I was like, it's like a cream puff tower.
Okay.
And I just said the
cream
whole thing.
Cream puff tower.
Yeah.
Held together with caramel.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
And so, basically, I had that while I was in Italy, and I was like, you know what? I was thinking about it because I really wanted one whenever I was working at Backer and Bistro. And it was like getting close to New Year's. And I was like, you know, this is about time for a croquembouche. and so I went.
Said nobody ever.
Yeah, really. And so like I looked at Roddy and I'm like, I'm going to make a croquembouche. And he goes, you're going to do what?
You had to explain it to him too.
And so I basically like showed up the next day and I like ran into the bistro at the time. And I was like, Roddy, look what I made. And I had like three trays of croquembouche.
And he's like, this is fantastic.
And so like we sold those out of the bistro that day. But it was fun.
Is that a special order thing then? If somebody wanted one of those, they could call and special order that?
Yeah, you could call a special order one, or I tend to do them around New Year's around the cafe. So, like, we'll do them again in January probably, unless I just get a hankering for one. Hmm.
There's going to be a downtown Easter egg hunt, and you're going to be a part of that, too.
Yes, we're so excited.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about it. I think that they can visit several different shops.
Yeah, so Picasso's is hosting it. So they're doing all of the legwork on this one. Mm-hmm. But they've essentially like ordered like 100 maps for it. They've given us all eggs, or they're filling eggs for some people. I decided we're going to fill our eggs, so we're going to have some fun treats in there.
Of course.
But you got to come get the eggs to find out. So we're doing some of those. I'm really excited about that. And
that's
I think they're also doing, right? Yeah, that's Saturday. It's 11 to 3, I believe. And they're doing if you go to all 10 locations, then you get entered in a gift basket giveaway.
Oh,
kind of like we did for the chocolate festival.
Oh, yeah.
So.
How did that go, the chocolate festival? I heard a lot about it.
It went really well. So we had less overall participation because of the weather.
Right.
But overall, it seemed like everybody had a better time this year than last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were all more prepared for it, for like a bigger turnout. We ended up with a lesser turnout.
Right.
So we were all overprepared this year, but that's
sure.
okay.
Yeah.
And but everybody that came had really good feedback mm-hmm. as far as like people that came and businesses were really happy with it this year. So
that's good.
It was a success for me.
It seems to me that all the businesses on the West End are cohesive and try to work together. Is that a true statement? Because that's just outside looking in. It looks like that's y'all are all pulling in the same direction.
I think that's pretty true. I was actually at a meeting last night with like almost all of the West Side business owners and mm-hmm. / downtown business owners.
Yeah.
We're actually working to try to be more of a cohesive group.
Yeah.
And so hopefully that group will kind of help pull us all more together. That way we can do some more of the same things.
Yeah. I'd read about that meeting, and I guess they're trying to make all of the West Side a, historic, be part of the historic preservation as well. So, which I think it needs to be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of history there.
There's a lot of history down there.
I don't know how long those buildings have been there. As long as I've been alive.
Oh yeah. There's so much
longer than Sheila's been alive. And that's a long time.
The one I can trace our building all the way back to the 40s as of right now.
No kidding.
Cause we've gone through and done a little bit of that with the bananas on the wall. I don't know if you've seen those or not.
No.
So we have these like painted images of bananas that are on our wall and it says like fresh bananas always. And so it's from whenever a grocery store was in my building.
Really?
And so I got with some of the other people and then I've like asked different customers that have lived here for years, like, hey, what was in this building before? Some people have told me it was the first Kroger in Cookeville. I'm not sure how true that is, but it was at least a grocery store.
I'll believe it's a grocery store.
Yeah,
the first Kroger I remember was where Dogwood Park is now.
Yeah,
because he's old.
Yeah,
that's what I said. I don't know.
Yeah,
just
I know at least grocery store.
And Sears was down there too, but it was just a Sears catalog store. So you could go get a lawnmower, but if you want anything else from Sears, you had to look at their catalog and order it.
See
there.
How old he is, Jamie?
Oh, I'm old. I mean, but I was young when I went there and did that. I was like a kid. It's not like I was 30 in there doing that, Sheila.
Okay, Jason.
But yeah, the West Side, it definitely, I think, needs to have some of those historical preservation things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Especially as Cookeville's growing. You know, you don't want somebody from somewhere else to come in and start tearing down buildings because
that would not be great.
They don't like the look of it.
I'd be a little sad.
Jamie's like, that would not be great.
I would I would riot a little bit. I'm not gonna lie.
I think so. But that's great to hear though, because it does seem that way, and so many great things are going on in that area of town.
Yeah,
and I love that it's also small businesses. You know, there's not big corporate chains in there or anything like that. You can still go there and feel like you're supporting hometown people.
Yep, and you are. And that's what the city's currently working on, trying to get us some more parking down there too.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that. They've got some fun things lined up.
Yeah, fun things like parking.
Fun things like, hey, I get really excited about parking.
Yeah, because there's not a lot around your shop.
There is not.
Yeah. So. I always park in the behind.
I also park there.
Yeah. That's
sometimes that's even hard to find a place.
The one behind us like tends to fill up. Like if you're basically like after about 11 to 1, it's usually full in the back parking lot. And then you have that gravel lot that nobody's really supposed to park in, but everybody does.
That's what I was at, 'cause there's signs up that says don't park there, and I always don't pay attention to it and just park there. I've never been towed. Even though it says that I will.
I'm wondering. I always think
it's technically private property, so the signs are really there just to help them cover in case something does happen.
I got you.
But I was thinking
CYA stuff.
That I would park there, and it would be the time when they start towing everybody, probably.
So don't park there when Sheila parks there.
If you see Sheila's car, run.
Absolutely.
That's what he says anyway.
Well,
I was going to say the downtown Easter egg hunt, I just looked at it. It was 11 to 3. Picasso's Gift Shop, Red Silo Brewery, Jamie's Eats and Sweets. I mean, everybody in that area, you can just go. Where do they get a map at Jamie's Eats and Sweets?
They get the map over at Red Silo. So they're going to have some vendors set up over at Red Silo. So you get the map there and then go from there.
Mm.
And then we're going to have all of our Easter desserts and things ready. So if you need something last minute for Easter, we'll have you covered at the store.
Like what kind of Easter desserts?
So we have our Cadbury cheesecake is back for
Cadbury
Easter.
Cadbury cheesecake.
It is a good time.
Man.
And then we've also got our sugar cookies that are back for Easter. I'm going to have some fun cream puff things. And then we've got our hot cross buns, which you guys also have in your little snack box.
Do we?
Yep.
That's hot cross buns right there.
Yep. They got the little crosses. It's like cinnamon raisin bread almost.
Sheila, what were we talking about the other day? There was some sort of it was like National Something Buns Day, and we were like, we never had that. Like, it's like sticky bun, not sticky buns.
I think it wasn't.
No,
sticky.
It was some other bun that, and apparently it's a northern thing, and we didn't know about. Gosh, I wish I could remember it.
I'm looking it up. March National Bun Day.
Was it March or was it February? Anyway, we were talking about it, and we'd never had one before. But
Sticky
it's,
Bun Day, February 21st.
Sticky Bun Day.
Now, you ever had like the cinnamon caramely pecan sticky bun thing?
But isn't that, I mean, I thought sticky bun would be more of a honey bun type of thing.
Yeah, you and I kind of argued over that.
Yeah.
Because no. I said sticky buns is in like a...
Sticky buns are the ones with like the pecans, and like yeah. you like bake it and it gets all caramelized, and you flip it over, and then it has like all like the caramel pecan mess on top.
Is that what you were saying it was, Sheila?
It was.
Oh.
Thank you,
Sheila
Jamie.
Well, I believe Jamie. Jamie is an expert at eats and sweets.
I'm an expert at eating them.
Hey, man, sometimes that's all you need.
So what is a hot cross bun then?
So a hot cross bun is kind of like a little like citrusy cinnamon raisin bread.
Okay.
And then you get like the little frosting with the cross on top.
Okay. So, and that's
and that's pretty
X
much
marks
what
the spot.
Okay.
It's like a little it's a Easter thing. It's like one of those traditional Easter desserts.
And really? So, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then she's got some cookies in there. Too.
Right.
Yeah. There's also the cookies that look like avocados because I had some fun frosting, so I had fun with cookies.
So cute.
Have you ever tried anything with Peeps?
So we did a Peep cake in the past.
Really?
Where like we went through and we did like, we baked the cake and then we had like all of like the little Peeps on top.
Okay.
And let me and then, tell like, you, that was the cutest little cake. Well, it was a big cake.
Yeah. It was a big cake. But
I remember that last year, I think.
Yeah.
You know what always freaks me out about Peeps is that they say they're different flavors.
Have you ever made...
They're not.
They're not different flavors.
They're not. They're the same. They're
Unless
just different
you
colors.
Get, like, the hot tamale ones. Have you tried those?
No, and I will not. That sounds nasty.
They taste like a little cinnamon, like, marshmallow.
That sounds... No.
I'm not trying that.
No.
Just try it.
I'm not
trying
that.
You know, I like
hot stuff.
Have you
ever had, like, the little, like, buns with, like, the marshmallow and the cinnamon sugar in there?
Yeah, I've had that. But that's what they
it's
taste
It's just
like.
That without the bread.
Mm, I don't know. I'm against Pop-Tarts, all the different flavored Pop-Tarts, too.
So then what's your go-to Pop-Tart?
Well, cherry.
Incorrect.
Cherry, and then... And then
what's yours, Jamie?
My favorite is red, purple, and pink. Those are my favorite.
He don't go by flavor. He goes by color.
For the Pop-Tarts?
Yeah.
He's 5 years old, Jamie.
Yeah, red, purple, and pink. Those
are the... I feel like the most go-to Pop-Tart is like the strawberry one if you're going basic.
Strawberry, that's pink.
Cherry.
Mine is cherry.
Pink is the strawberry.
My go-to
is red. Red is the cherry, and then purple's the whatever berry they claim that is.
Blueberry.
The blueberry one?
Yeah. Those are the only acceptable Pop-Tarts. All this other stuff just tastes like cardboard.
Yeah. Have you had the s'mores one?
It's good.
The s'mores one is good.
I have had it. That's not great. It tastes like the box.
I mean, it's a Pop-Tart.
Right. So get a regular old Pop-Tart.
You know what I think would be better than all of that? If Jamie made her own Pop-Tarts.
I would eat a...
I ain't about to step on Anna at Soulcraft like that.
Let me tell you.
Oh, does she have Pop-Tarts?
She has Pop-Tarts. Have you had Pop-Tarts from Soulcraft?
No, I didn't know they existed.
They're the best Pop-Tart ever.
Really?
Yes. Go to Soulcraft, get you a Pop-Tart, and then come see me.
Okay.
Seriously. It is.
Do both.
I mean,
double dip.
You will never want the other ones again.
Well, I mean, I just eat them now because they're handy.
You got to go get her like cookies and cream pop tart. That one's really good.
Does she have red, purple, and pink?
I don't know. I can look up what she has today. Hold on.
Well, don't worry about it. It's all good.
She trades them out.
Jamie, thanks for coming in.
No
we
problem.
Appreciate it.
Always good to be with you.